A bill passed the Victorian lower house on Friday to decriminalise the offence of public drunkenness. Public drunkenness law had disproportionately affected Indigenous people in the past, and it's one of the reasons for the high levels of incarceration experienced by the community. Women also are overrepresented in convictions from this law, and decriminalisation is a good first step in reform. Jared Cross has the story.
On Friday afternoon, a bill to decriminalise public drunkenness was passed by the Victorian lower house with 52 votes in favour to 25. Considerable commentary around the bill focused on disproportionate representation of Indigenous Australians incarcerated and Aboriginal deaths in custody. The decriminalisation was first recommended as part of a royal commission in 1991. Monique Hurley, a senior lawyer at the Human Rights Law Centre, said that the reforms are long overdue.
Yes, so reforms to decriminalise public drunkenness are currently before the Victorian Parliament. They have overwhelmingly passed the lower house of the Victorian Parliament and are set to go to the upper house in the next few weeks. The reforms are really long overdue. Victoria is one of the only states in Australia yet to act on the recommendations made by the Royal Commission into Aboriginal deaths in custody, which was 30 years ago. It's also a reform that's been recommended by numerous reviews and reports since then.
The death and resulting inquest of Tanya Day, a 55-year-old Yorta Yorta woman who was arrested after falling asleep on a train whilst intoxicated and suffered fatal injury while in police custody, acted as a catalyst for the reform.
The coroner in the inquest recommended that these laws be abolished in Victoria, and that is what the reforms are about, making sure that public drunkenness is treated as the public health issue that it is, rather than a criminal legal one.
Marisha Vermitt of the Victorian Aboriginal Legal Service said that it's a positive step so far, but there is need for continued conversation.
We still have a few steps to go until this reform is fully implemented. The Victorian Parliament took an important step today with the lower house vote to decriminalise public drunkenness. And it's important to note that we wouldn't have gotten to this milestone today without the advocacy of the Tanya Day family and the strength of the Aboriginal communities in Victoria. In terms of moving forward, the Victorian government will need to continue to consult the Day family and Aboriginal communities across Victoria to implement the reforms properly. And if they don't consult us properly, these reforms have the potential to make a big difference to lives of Aboriginal people by ensuring fewer of us are in jail and fewer of us are dying in custody.
When asked to define what constitutes public drunkenness as a means for arrest and potential to be charged with a criminal offence, Hurley agreed that there's some grey area and that the Aboriginal community is held particularly accountable.
So that's exactly what the problem with this law and laws like it is, that it puts a lot of discretion in the hands of police. And we know that when the police have discretion, that that's usually exercised in a way that discriminates against particular groups of people, and notably Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. And so really, being drunk in a public place, the crime is exactly how it sounds. Anybody technically can, at the moment in Victoria, be arrested for being drunk and being in a public place. And so we see that happen all the time with people coming home from the horse races, people coming home from Friday night drinks after the footy. There's lots and lots of people who are technically committing this offence and being drunk in a public place, but we see that in terms of people that get arrested and taken into police custody for that offending, that is disproportionately Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people and Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women in particular.
The Police Association Victoria denied to provide comment, though Wayne Gatt, who serves as the Chief Executive Officer of the association, was previously quoted in 2020 as saying,
"For decades, police have fought to remove alcohol-fuelled violence from our streets. We cannot compromise on this work by making rash decisions."
Gatt had also said,
"If you make it too hard for police to do their jobs, they'll simply wash their hands and do nothing. Is that what we really want?"
Hurley is confident that should the bill get through the upper house, it will have significant positive effect on the Aboriginal community.
Yes, once passed, this reform will lead to less people and less Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people being funneled into the legal system and being locked up in prison cells where they're at increased risk of dying in custody.
Vehement is hopeful of the same positive change.
As the statistic shows, is that Aboriginal people are highly overrepresented in the criminal justice system and in our prison system. By reducing public drunkenness, we certainly believe that this will have a substantial impact on reducing crime for our communities and Aboriginal people. And as Jack Patton said over 80 years ago, it's simply just give us a chance.
Marisha Vermitt, Director of Legal Services with the Victorian Aboriginal Legal Service, ending that report from Jared Cross.